Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
From shifting embarrassment to potential presidential contenders, this week's special edition of Liberty Nation Radio has it all. Make sure to tune in.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Florida woman was arrested for a bomb threat to the University of Central Florida. She spammed a professor with texts and selfies saying, "I'm going to blow you up." Pretty sure that that's the, like, immediately how you're going to go straight to jail, just straight to jail. It landed her in jail. Kristen Galley, 29, faces a charge of false reporting. It was a drunken threat that landed her in jail, according to the arrest affidavit released this week. They said that the incident, which happened in May, but the arrest affidavit was only just released today, called the front desk at University of Central Florida Student Care Services and said that she was going to blow them all up. They identified her. Apparently, she was a student there. And she said she was just angry and made a mistake. She goes, "I was drunk and I thought it would be funny." They didn't. So now she's, she faces charges of false reporting of a bombing against a state-owned property and unlawful use of a two-way communication device. So her hearing is scheduled for in a few days, actually. So you can't do that. They're not going to go, "Oh, you were drunk. That's okay. That's all right. You get a pass." Doesn't work that way. That's Florida. They're not gonna do that. This is wild. A Florida man's cross necklace saves him from a stray bullet. Whoa. New York Post. This is crazy. A Florida man, 20-year-old, is crediting faith. Aiden Perry. He was at his friend's house when, I don't know how this happens, he's accidentally shot by a 40 caliber. I don't even know how. He was rushed to the hospital, taken to the operating room. He survived. He was wearing a gold necklace with a cross pendant, and medics say that they believe it split the bullet, saving his organs from damage. It went through his chest, exited near his armpit, reentered through his arm, and so he has a broken bone from it, but they said that he was spared the worst because that thing split it. And they saved the necklace. I mean, it was struck. And, man, I hope he gets a new necklace he's going to need. But how in the world were they, like, the guy who apparently allegedly shot him, it was unintentional. He was arrested in Sumter County. It sounds like someone was not using responsible carrying there. Yeah, exactly. This is so bad. A Florida man abandoned 111 geckos in a storage unit, and they're getting them for animal cruelty. I think he ought to be abandoned in a storage unit. Did I say that out loud? I did. They said it's a horrible neglect case. Florida Fish and Wildlife got involved. He stopped paying for the storage unit, and that's how they discovered it. There were 111 fat-tailed geckos. They were all in individual containers. 41 of them were already gone. It's horrible. They had skeletal remains. It's just horrible. They said they had no food or water at all whatsoever. And they'd been there, like, for 2 months. No one checked on them for 2 months. So they found the guy. He is prohibited from possessing or having contact with animals, and he had to forfeit the remaining geckos in his care. Oh my gosh, just stop being worthless humans. Just don't be mean. I mean, they're geckos. I mean, they're, you know, would I have them as a pet? No, because I can't, like, pet them and hug them. You know, but that doesn't mean you put them in a Tupperware thing in a storage shed for 2 months and don't touch them. Let's see this. I got a couple of others here too. Let's see. Do I want to get the school runs already? Let's do this one. The school run is already starting off. Real fun. A woman is accused of bumping a mother with her car and threatening to shoot her outside of a Miami-Dade elementary school. Erica Cruz, she was dropping off her kid. She exchanged words with another woman who was walking her disabled son to school. The victim told officers that the vehicle approached her and her son. The driver began honking. She began screaming, "Hurry the blank up," from her vehicle. They exchanged words, and then Cruz bumped the victim's left side of the body with her car. And she got out of her vehicle, opened her purse, and told the victim, "Say one more word and I will shoot you in the face." Oh, boy. The victim was afraid, obviously. So Cruz was arrested on a number of different charges. She's going to have felonies on her record and will be a prohibited possessor. I honestly, stay away from the schools, crazy lady. Are you tired of doctors telling you no? Can't get affordable off-patent medications? You're not alone. All Family Pharmacy connects you with licensed U.S. doctors who approve prescriptions online, fast, legally, and without insurance gatekeeping. Get hard-to-access medications like ivermectin, starting at just $2 per capsule, now up to 25% off, plus mebendazole, hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics, NAD+, the anti-aging injectable taking the country by storm. Order online in minutes and have it shipped straight to your door. Take back your health at allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Use code Dana10. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, code Dana10.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said $20 billion. $20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, $20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Come on, take it to the voters, take it to the streets, take it to the people to fight for fairness and not allow the people who want to cheat democracy win. It is time to fight fire with fire. And that's what this moment is requiring of all of us.
Kane and I are debating how drunk she is.
I say 0.21.
Where did that accent come from?
The alcohol?
It's an alcoholic accent, Dana. It's funny you should ask. Yeah, it's... I think her influence is gone. I don't think anybody pays attention to anything she says anymore. Her influence is just gone. Hers and I would say several others, but she can't run for anything again. She's not gonna be able to run for anything again. No one's gonna vote for her. Not even California. They're not gonna vote for her. Not gonna vote for her in California. Not gonna happen. Welcome back to the program. I guess she's, I don't, the fight fire with fire. Well, they've already done that.
Right.
I mean, they weren't fighting fire. They just started one. They have set buildings on fire, the left, and they've set churches on fire. And I mean, they've already been fighting with fire. The fire wasn't done to them. Again, they set it. They're arsonists.
BLM, it stands for Burn, Loot, Murder. I mean,
yeah.
You know this.
So I don't think that's, where else do they go? where does the left go? After so many years of outright, you know, violence in the streets and threatening Supreme Court justices. And I mean, for crying out loud, three times they've tried to take Trump off the board. I mean, he was shot in the head, for crying out loud. And oh, it was his ear, says the left. Oh, for crying out loud. I'm not even going to deal with you people. He was shot in the head. I don't know. I don't think that encouraging them to embrace violence or to use violence is a really good thing right now for everybody. Let's just not. Let's maybe come up with some policy and outline a mission to get the country back on track fiscally, et cetera, what you would do better, and maybe roll with that and then try to persuade people that way. But this idea that when they're not in power, you are being robbed of something, that is always their pitch. Their pitch is never, well, we're going to reduce taxes and we're going to onshore more jobs and we're going to make manufacturing great again, domestic manufacturing. We're going to do all of these things. They never outline anything like that. It's always you're being robbed, racism or sexism. That's all. That's their pitch every time. It's an old pitch. I'm tired of hearing it. That's like another Star Wars movie. My gosh, how many are there now? So tired of it all. I'm tired of that pitch. That's all they've been pitching people for this entire time. Now, that to me, it sounds like a call to violence when I hear her say that. I mean, the left, as Lorraine reminded in Slack, she's like, well, you know, it sounds like a call to violence. It does, because it is. They'll make this call, but then they'll back away and say, well, it's just words. But if it's anyone else, I cannot tell you the number of times the left and some of the right clout chasers have lost their minds at me because they've said that my words were, quote unquote, violent, which they're not. They're just illustrative. That's all. So silly. It's our friends over. It's the folks over at Kel-Tec, the PR-57. It is their latest, one of their newest, pistol chambered in 5.7. It's a rotary barrel pistol. They've really figured out how to do the features to make it lighter than the other 5.7s on the market, easier concealability. And it's a rotary barrel, 40% lighter than the other 5.7s. Unique top loading design replaces the traditional magazines with stripper clips. You get a slimmer carry profile, 20+1 capacity, low recoil for ease of use, easy field strip as well. And it uses, like, I think it's interesting how it uses the clips instead of the magazine, so the left can actually say clips and be right for once. The MSRP is only $399. It's the PR-57 rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7 from Kel-Tec, based in Florida, made in America. Learn more at keltecweapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said $20 billion. $20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, $20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right. Let's see here. We've got... Oh, of course it's not here. Of course I'm not loading. Oh, We'll also have updates about the hurricane, too, which Steve reminded us of, since he's going to be yeeting himself into the eye of it coming up. Let's see here. Lone Star Lockup. So I'm not against this. I like the name of it, although it sounds almost like a sketchy dive bar in a way, doesn't it? Welcome to the Lone Star Lockup. Go get drunk, ride our bull, and spew everywhere. The Trump administration opens the largest immigration detention center in the United States in Fort Bliss, Texas. Lone Star Lockup.
Do we get our alligators? Do we get alligators?
Hold full stop here. That's a great question. Yeah. What do we have in we've got some bugs, some scorpions. We got some weirdo moth bee things.
Are armadillos dangerous?
They have leprosy.
Yeah.
By the way, we had an armadillo hole in our yard, and 30% of my brain was like free pet, and then the other was like leprosy. So it didn't happen. So anyway, they say it's the detention center is going to help ease overcrowding at other facilities and serve as a hub. I hope it doesn't descend into like Borderlands chaos, although it sounds like there's a risk there, but hopefully it won't. I think our Border Patrol will do a darn good job. Hurricane Aaron. Steve is going to yeet himself right into the eye of this thing. Not even kidding. It's going all the places where I like to go. I'm really sad about this. Juan is showing you. It's right over everywhere I like to go. Just so rude. It's like going, it's just on a direct path to hit every place I like to go. Gosh dang it. So it's going to fuel a dangerous surf, coastal flood risk from the Carolinas to New England. Just get ready for your flight delays, everybody. Just go ahead. Just resign yourself to that fact. Superman actor Terrence Stamp has passed away at 87. This guy, he was in a lot of stuff. He was Zod. He was Zod in the Superman films. He's been in all kinds of stuff. He was a British actor. He's been in like a million things, but he's passed away. So I guess...
Is he part of the pool?
It's going to be part of the rule of three. There you go. It's going to be part of the rule of three. Future humans will be hairless and lose four other body parts thanks to human lifestyle, modern lifestyles, it says. I don't like any of this. So experts say changes in diet, technology, and environment could drive these drastic evolutionary shifts over the last thousand years. But what are we losing? Okay, so we'll be hairless. That's kind of gross. They said it's a standard grooming practice.
Was this the vaccine that programmed our DNA to do this?
No, and then also hairs, it's becoming finer and sparser. Our wisdom teeth are going to go away. Makes sense. Everyone's dumb. I'm kidding. Tailbone, I don't even know why we need it. Appendix, it's a little annoying thing. That's all going to go away. Ear muscles. Out of all the things to lose, like just randomly ear muscles, we have a lot more on the way. Stick with us.
I think that's because Taylor Swift produces great art, but also because she models something. At every stage of her career, she's shown a certain way of being that resonated with my kids and also felt right to me as a parent. And she's still doing that as a grown-up. Like a lot of you, I struggle with how to stand up to bullies without letting their meanness infect me and change me. You may have seen that the governor of California has been generating a lot of attention lately by posting on social media in a satirical way where he mocks Donald Trump and his all caps megalomania and his absurdity. And I find it very funny, hilarious even sometimes. But I gotta be honest, it also leaves me with a strange feeling at times because I don't want us to become like Trump and his...
Can you keep your strange feelings to yourself? Asking for several million friends. It's James Comey, who I don't...
He's former head of the FBI!
I know! He ran the FBI. And I don't know about you, but I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's weird. It's weird that a grown man, first off, that he's talking about Taylor Swift, but that a grown man is this petty. Okay, leave that to us women, all right? That's our thing. We do that, not you, all right? Especially somebody who runs the FBI. Mm-mm, I don't want to see that. That's just, it doesn't do anything to help increase the trust in our agencies, our departments, when we see former heads of them act in such a way. I mean, and it's not like his kids are little bitty either. His kids are like old. Right. So what are you talking about? I don't get it. Like, he's old enough to be my dad. Like, what are you talking about? You don't have like a 10-year-old at home. What are you doing? Oh, I don't know. It's weird, y'all. It's weird. All right. I'm making sure that. Yeah, oh, yeah. My. Hang on. So Wick jailbroke.
Is that?
And he's trying to come in the studio. I had to bribe him with a Rough Greens chew. He hates Kane. Hates him. And he's
he doesn't hate
he's
me.
Waiting patiently.
It's like he's saying something to me intensely. That's all.
He's staring at us through the crack door because he's. Yeah, there he goes. Hang on, dude. Hang on, my dude. All right, today's stupidity. Can't throw
right,
it at us.
Juan, cut four. John Brennan. He thinks Putin put a chip in the limo when he was riding with Trump the other day. Listen to this.
So I think you could see on Putin's face, he felt very, very comfortable. And the fact that he was given a ride then in the presidential limousine, the Beast, I certainly hope the Secret Service has swept that vehicle very well in terms of any type of microchip.
Like when you were in the in office, when you were doing things for the government. By the way, he's probably still doing things for the government.
And that does it for us today. I'm going to go handle Wick before he steals a car. I don't know. God love you guys. We'll be back with you tomorrow.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill, pets shed, and accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.